All right. Hi, my name is Jeffrey Cole Dennis Gregory. I am a graduate student at the University of Louisiana State University, A&M. The title of my presentation is going to be Explication of the Phosphorus Paradigm for Sweet Potato Production, which is going to be kind of a synopsis of my dissertation program. So, like many crops, it is critical that we continue to optimize phosphorus inputs in sweet potato production. This will not only reduce the cost to our producers, but it will also eliminate the loss of this finite resource into the environment, hopefully lowering eutrophication of our soil waterways due to the soil loss of this high tillage crop. So in order to do this, we're wanting to look at a lot of different factors in sweet potato production. One of the key characteristics in phosphorus that we're looking at is that phosphorus has the ability to modify root system architecture. So in that modification of root system architecture, you can see in a lot of our normal crops, it can have an effect on the above-ground biomass's availability of to grow. But in the actual sweet potatoes, it is the root system itself that is the harvestable biomass that we are so concerned with. So any modifications to this root system can have a profound effect on the final yield of this crop. And as with many crops, there are normally indications above the ground to the nutrient status of the plant. However, it's always a challenge to understand what's truly going on subsurface. So in trying to optimize this nutrient, there are many factors that we need to address. Prior research indicates that different cultivars of sweet potatoes have different affinities for soil phosphorus. We also are trying to understand when the optimal timing of application is, and then how the availability of other nutrients may affect sweet potatoes' ability to uptake soil phosphorus. Another issue that we don't fully understand yet is under optimal conditions, at what point after transplant is soil phosphorus actually entering the plant, and then where is it subsequently translocated to, and what organelles is it stored in, and what time frame is that happening in. So to address these challenges, we have ongoing field, greenhouse, and laboratory studies. In those, we're trying to utilize as many of our commercial cultivars that are locally grown as possible. So in our field trials, we're looking at the optimal timing of phosphorus application, as well as nitrogen and phosphorus combination trials, as has been shown that nitrogen, low nitrogen availability has the ability to downregulate phosphorus gene receptors in the model plant Arabidopsis. We're going to also duplicate this study in the greenhouse, where we'll be able to use real-time PCR to tell what's actually going on the cell on that root surface and look at what genes are being expressed. We also would like to look at a split pot design where the same root system of a sweet potato plant will be subjected to a plus P and minus P substrate simultaneously to see how the local availability of phosphorus can affect the growth. And then finally, we will look at a 32P radioactive tracer to see when and actually that phosphorus is entering the plant and then where it's subsequently translocated to. Thank you all.